And now, welcome to The Critics Are The Real Artists. Your host, Levi Brouse.
Well, welcome back. It's been a long time. Yeah, how's it going, man? How are you?
Oh, I've been better.
Yeah, no, what's good? Now, you want to explain why you've been better?
Boy, I gotta tell you, I'm standing outside right now. I'm at my my mom's house, and I had to leave the house because I'm about to be so pissed.
Hey, whoa!
That I didn't want to. Can you swear on
this podcast? I try not to. So, but don't worry, I'll have my team edit it out later.
Okay, good. I'll try it.
Okay.
So, this morning.
Yeah.
As you're aware, I was trying to buy some concert tickets.
Mm-hmm. Good old Tyler Childers.
Yeah. For Tyler Childers, yeah, I'll give a little bit of context for the listeners on this podcast. So, I live in Denver, and Denver, there's a venue called the Red Rocks Amphitheater. A beautiful venue. Full of music.
Rocks.
Full of rocks. Just, you know.
Stoners.
Happiness. Joy.
Yep.
There are a lot of stoners. It's true. You know, I've been there a time or two, and, you know, it's just a great time. And, there's just nothing like seeing, you know, one of your favorite artists.
No, oh, yeah.
Specifically, like, there. And, you know, specifically, I feel like it's great for, you know, like a folk country singer. Now, I've been to some other kind of concerts. It's good for all kinds of things, but just the ambiance of the, you know, the outside and, you know, the rocks.
Yes.
yeah, you know. So, anyways, this Tyler Childers show, this is the perfect venue.
Yep.
Now, I already did a more explicit rant this morning. As you heard, but the rundown is basically this. I was communicating with you and one of our other friends,
mm-hmm.
one of his friends. Then I had some other friends as well that I know in Denver that were looking to go. Between all of us, there were three guys.
Three.
Me and two other guys. Who were attempting to buy these tickets, okay? And we were sort of all in coordination of, you know, how many tickets we were buying and
mm-hmm.
all this stuff. So, three guys. Okay, I need that number in the minds of all the listeners. Three guys. Now, here's the deal, okay? When you go to buy a ticket... Here's how it works, you know. You go on the site, and it will have a countdown to when the sale is going to take place.
Yep.
Okay, so, and then when the countdown reaches 30 minutes, a button appears which redirects you to this waiting room. Basically,
mm-hmm.
you get in line.
Okay, yeah.
It's a virtual line, a digital line.
Digital.
So, you know, the problem with digital is you can't see. You can't see who's ahead of you and who's behind you. You can't see it. Now, I get in this line. So, I'm on the website. I'm watching this countdown go to 30 minutes. Get down to the 30-minute mark where this button appears.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I can see the line. Now, I am waiting before this button even appears, and I am there the moment that the button appears.
Yep.
When the button appears, the moment the button appears, I push the button.
The button. The big button.
Okay, it's a big button, and you push it, and then it takes you to the line. Now, I pushed this button as fast as anybody has ever pushed a button.
I can attest to that. Darius, one of the best button pushers out there.
I mean, I push. I train for this. Okay, I've done this many times.
Right. This is not your first rodeo.
This is not my first button, sir. Okay? And, you know, there it goes. It redirects me, and I'm now in the line. And now there's a countdown to when the line, moves or whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm convoluted. It's convoluted, but you have to wait in a digital line. And it's counting down, counting down, counting down. And I'm sitting there drinking a cup of coffee, watching this thing count for 30 straight minutes. I'm watching my phone count down. Now, you would think, considering the time of the sale, 9 a.m. Mountain Time on a Wednesday, there cannot be that many people.
Nope.
That have pushed this button faster than I pushed this button. Considering the fact that I waited and pushed the button the exact moment the button appeared, there cannot be many people that pushed this button faster than me, that were in this digital line ahead of me.
Right. Who's out there?
Okay. I ought to have been right in there, man. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like one of those brainless people that wait outside the Apple store for 3 days when the iPhone comes out every year.
Yeah.
Okay, that was me. I was that guy.
Right.
Okay.
It helps when you're...
And, Sorry, what's that?
Well, I was just going to say it helps when you're unemployed living under a bridge, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I am unemployed, and I was at my mom's house. And, Yeah. Anyway, so the thing counts down, the line begins, right? So now it redirects you again after those 30 minutes, and now it shows this little stick figure walking along this, like, loading bar, okay?
Oh, that's just...
Watch this thing, you know, go and, like, it's like they're trying to entertain you.
Oh, the patronizing stick,
like,
man.
You're going to forget how you're about to just get railed, okay? And I wait 7 minutes, okay? Now you think, that's not so bad. But remember, there can't 7 minutes. This is the digital world, okay? Seven minutes is a long time.
Sure.
Okay.
Now, I agree.
Considering, yeah, I mean, like, it's not like they're doing these transactions one by one. I mean, you know, so I should have been in there immediately. Now, that was the problem. That was the first sign that I was screwed, was when I had to wait any time at all.
Oh, yeah.
And, but I waited 7 minutes, and I get in there, and you know, lo and behold, it actually says, like, I could, like, get tickets, or it seemed as if I could get tickets.
Right.
And so I click 3 tickets, which is the max I could, and I push continue. You know, at this point, I'm thinking, dang, I've done it. Okay, and that was the worst part. I had a sliver of hope.
Yeah.
And that was actually, that was the final nail in the coffin, was the sliver of hope. That's the terrible thing about hope. It's actually often the final nail in the coffin. and then, you know, it says, oh no. Oh no. Like, oh no. Whoops. You know, like, what? and that's when I felt a small crack in my psyche.
Oh.
And
so
I've been unwell ever since.
Yeah, and so then this all happened just this morning, correct?
This just happened just this morning, just a few few short hours ago.
Yeah. And then what was the final conclusion of all this matter? What happened?
Okay. Well, what happened is I didn't get a ticket. The final conclusion yep. is that this whole industry is a scam. Mm-hmm. Okay. The big ticket industry is a fraud. It's a scam. Okay. And here's what happens. And I knew this beforehand. These people, you know, the mysterious theys of the world.
Right.
Okay. They have bots.
Yeah. What do these bots do?
You ever heard of these bots? You ever heard of them?
The Russians got them. The Chinese have the bots. You know, everybody's got them.
Why is it that every nefarious character has a bot?
Because they're evil, gosh darn it.
Yeah, it's just, there's no good bots. They're all bad.
They're all bad bots.
Why can't somebody make good bots?
I think they tried, but then they turn up. They always end up being evil and killing people.
It's just yeah.
It's inherent.
Yeah, it is. It's the nature of a bot. It's Skynet, like you said.
Skynet. It's all around. Skynet's all around. This is Alex Jones, and welcome to InfoWars.
I think your podcast gets canceled if you mention. Alex
Jones. Listen, I don't have the money to pay you. I got sued. I don't have any money.
Yeah.
All right, keep going on the bots. I'm gonna get myself another rain here because I should take a picture of this. At the bottom of my glass right now is this like weird orange looking like sediment that has settled at the bottom of my rain, and I don't think that is a good sign. Yeah, I don't think this is a good sign.
The kidney stones that began forming before they were in your body.
I should probably. Well, I'm going to get another one, so keep going. I'm going to be right back.
Okay. So. The bot. Okay, so, yeah. I don't know who the they is. They use bots. Okay. And they buy up all the concert tickets before anybody else can. All right, so anybody who actually wants to enjoy the show, that, you know, wants to actually go to the show to see the artist because they're a fan of their work, can't. Unless they pay an outrageous price for the ticket, which... The people who had the bots they probably also then use bots to listen because they're lazy. Okay. Now that's that's a statement that I don't know where I'm going with this. Point is, they're a bunch of fools. Okay. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. I think Levi's grabbing a rain. So.
Hello, everyone. I'm back.
Okay.
Did you?
The character didn't have any more words.
Oh, you can never. You can't. Can't break character, man.
I know the.
Did you talk about your conspiracy? How you think AXS or Axis?
Oh yeah, that's right. I think that Axis, AXS. I don't know how you say it. I think that they might be making the bots themselves. Now you say, why would they do such a thing? Well, here's why. Okay, because they get. They charge fees, which are just outrageous, by the way. You know, I mean, I don't expect them to not make any money. But they charge, you know, crazy high fees for every transaction. And it's like, dude, you made a website, okay? You made a website, and now, like, what? You just think you're just going to make, like, billions of dollars off this website now? Like, dude, like, more people can make... this same exact website and do the same exact thing.
Right.
I mean, I get it. It's like it's valuable, but how? Anyway, they make money off every sale and resale that happens. So they benefit from these bots because they make money off the original ticket price. They make somewhere between $20 to $30 off the original sale price. Okay. And then it gets relisted. Now it's relisted for, you know, 3 to 4 times the sale price. So now they're making, let's say, $50 or upwards for a transaction when somebody buys the resale ticket.
Right.
So they're just making money hand over fist.
Hand over fist, baby.
Hand over fist. And, you know, they're not going to stop doing this.
No.
And something just tells me that, like, the artist can't use different services because... Billy Strings is this other guy that I listened to a decent amount, and he had this happen with his show. I went through 3 different sales and couldn't get a ticket.
Seriously.
To his show. And then he found out about this. He added a third or fourth night in Denver at a different venue. It still had to go through this access service.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
But he tried doing it differently where he was like, hey, like, I'm going to have, like, a raffle. Basically, he made it, like, so you would put down a deposit to get into the raffle. So you had to pay to get into the raffle at all. And then, but then you got refunded that if you didn't get a ticket. But you paid the money to get into the raffle, and then they, like, basically, like, you know, drew names from a hat, which nobody does anymore. That's also a digital algorithm. I just think it's a, you know, a digital algorithm, sir.
It's
killing the world, you know?
Yeah. Keep going, man. If you got more, let her fly, bud.
Yeah, I'm just pissed.
Oh, I'm pissed.
I'm pissed.
I just punched a homeless lady in the face.
You better get over here, man. I just punched a homeless lady in the face.
That is one of the most legendary stories I've ever heard in my life. Not only did a construction blue walk... You said, like, this is not a small guy, right? This is kind of a guy...
This is the funny thing. I don't even know this guy at all. My buddy works with him, and yeah, he said he's like a pretty cool
dude. Yeah. So not only did this construction worker, big guy, punch a homeless woman in the face, but this homeless woman fought back.
Yeah. Well, so I don't know what she did after he hit her. She swung first.
Right.
He tried to take his head off a 2x4.
That's right. It was a...
Yeah.
I forgot about it. That's a crucial piece of evidence, know, right, like, there.
The gloves were off at that point. So...
What? But anyway, not to distract, but that's probably another great story to tell right there. You can have that on your own podcast, which Darius's podcast, which is SH! Talk, and you can find that on Spotify only, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, probably at the moment, you know. I tried to, like, add it to other things, but I'm not sure if I did it right.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
I know. It doesn't matter. I mean, I feel like every big Spotify just buys all the big podcasts anyway, so it won't be long before they just buy my podcast or they just make it exclusive because it's, like, such a big podcast.
Right. So, I didn't want to say anything, but you are in the works with Spotify for a $10 million contract. Is that correct?
The numbers, I don't want to get specifics. They're even a little bit bigger than that. It's growing so quickly. My team is constantly in contact with their team, and, you know, we're working something out. We'll get something worked out.
Yeah, of course. You got to have, I guess you would understand this just like I am with my, I think I got three reviews so far. You got to have lawyers on retainer now.
Yeah. That's what I learned, too. Now, I still don't quite understand what it means.
Right, I don't either.
I know that it makes you sound really safe.
Yes.
Nobody has a lawyer on retainer unless, you know, there's, like, big money involved.
Oh, of course, right, yeah. I mean, I don't even know who the guy is. I just saw it on a billboard, and I called him and said, hey, can I have you on retainers? And he's like, what are you talking about? What's your name? Why are you calling here? And I said, all right, this is great.
Frank
Thank
Azar?
You. Huh?
Frank Azar.
Who is that? Frank Azar? Is that your guy?
Yeah. Frank Azar, the strong arm, dude.
What? What are you talking about? You sound insane right now.
If you go to Denver, there's like billboards every half mile for Frank Azar, the strong arm. And he's like one of those like cartoon character lawyers that just have billboards still. Like, who the fuck is billboards? Oh, sorry.
Oh, don't worry. Cut that out later. You know? Oh, man. You know, that's funny, because in Kansas City, I always see these billboards for, I don't know what, they don't even list a law firm, it's one of those, like, they're afraid to list their own law firm, but it's like, hashtag jungle law, and I'm like, what is that?
Wait, okay, I think, so, one of my room family lives in Kansas City, and I don't remember the name of the guy, but I think that he was telling me about this guy once.
Yeah. I see him all around. It's just like these weird billboards, like this guy in a suit fighting a tiger in the jungle. There's another one. There's another one where it's just a woman standing in a pantsuit, her arms crossed and kind of looking, not mean, but, you know, kind of serious. Gets real serious, and it just says hashtag me too. And it's like sexual harassment at work. Hashtag me too. I'm like, where's the number? I'm supposed to call you guys, right, if this happens? It's the most bizarre. It's like some weird, like, knockoff generic brand of law that you would see, like, in a sitcom that they have to put in there, because, you know, they don't want to pay the rights for, like, a real brand, so they kind of make up their own. That's what it feels like. It's like some weird reality of billboards.
It's the multi-meal of lawyers.
That's right. Yeah. Multiple meal. It's a big giant bag.
Yeah.
It's
the great value of money.
It's so bizarre. It's the weirdest thing. I'm like, there's absolutely no way. Who's calling you? Who would hire you? It's so stupid.
That's what's funny about Saul Goodman on Better Call Saul, how it's all, it's just like these, like, they're just like gummy people are the only people that ever hire him.
Right, yeah. Which, I mean, that makes sense because, like, they're on a billboard in 2022.
Right.
Those things haven't been big since the 50s when they got put in L.A. And people were like, whoa! Holy cow! We can reach millions of people!
Charlie Crockett still uses billboards. It's so funny. Like, I'll see Charlie Crockett billboards.
Really?
In Denver sometimes. Yeah, which is kind of fun. I feel like it, like, fits his brand, but I'm also like, does this actually work? You know, I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I guess if you're going for, like, the motif of kind of that classic retro style, which Charlie Crockett definitely is, it makes sense. But if you want to conduct business now, probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Shoot. What was I going to say? I was going to go back to the concert tickets and say, so. Oh, not to harp on it, but this is what the point of this episode is. I think the only thing that can, you know, because you already said about this website, like, Access, for whatever reason, they monopolize the concert ticket selling, for whatever reason. Like, they,
oh, yeah.
Like, our tickets that we bought for Coulter Wall came from AXS, or Access, however the flip you say it.
Yeah.
Which, thankfully, we got those tickets for pretty cheap. I was happy about that. I mean, what were they, like, $50, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Which was that? What was just super awesome. But I think what needs to happen, It's like something where the art. I think the only thing that can happen at this point is the artists are going to have to do something about it. Like
yeah, I agree.
You know, because it. I think the only thing that would happen is if they're seeing like a significant drop in attendance. Like you know, like you said, the bots just buy up all the tickets. So, you know, I guess they're going to make money, right? Because all their tickets are immediately sold out. And then resold, so people could actually go to the flipping show. But if for whatever reason, I guess like if these big name artists, like they're just seeing a significant drop in attendance because, you know, nobody can afford $300 tickets when before they were only $100. You know, then they would be like, okay, well, all right, you guys need to do something about this because nobody's showing up to my show, even though they're making. I think that would be probably the only way things will change. Until that point, we need to boycott. That's what needs to happen.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. I think it's just like, I don't know. I might guess, and I don't know exactly how it works, but my guess is that the venues have like contracts with these people. So if you want to play at a venue, like. The artists themselves might not even be the ones officially selling the tickets. The venue is probably selling the tickets, and maybe the venue is pricing the tickets, and then the artist probably just gets paid like a flat rate to play. You know?
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know if that's true or not. That might not be true, but it's probably different for every show. Like however big you are. Like if you're big, then maybe they just pay you. A big flat rate, or if either they're not that big, maybe they go off ticket sales or something. I don't know.
Oops, I just burn off some hair from my fingers. I got a candle here, and I was trying to warm up my little hands by the fire, and I burnt some hair. I just heard it go, psst, and it just looked, and it's all charred. Jeez, I look like freaking Gimli with these knuckles. I got like an afro going up here. yeah, I guess so because every show you've been to at Red Rocks has been through Access tickets. Probably.
Most other venues I've ever been to as well is pretty much always Access. I don't know if I've ever, besides like going to a festival, I don't know if I've ever bought tickets elsewhere. Unless it's been resale.
Right, yeah.
Resale or bought from elsewhere, but almost always, if not always, I can't think of a time when I haven't used that website. So it makes me think, yeah, that this company just has a monopoly on like the, you know, like the ticket selling, or maybe just for whatever reason, I don't know if the artists choose to use it because it might not be other venues that have this problem. Maybe it's just Red Rocks for some reason. Because
yeah,
you know, I mean, it's kind of strange, I guess. Because like, why is it? And why is it just these artists? Because like, I bought tickets for other shows from Red Rocks. Well, I'm trying to think if I bought them pre-sale or reselling. Maybe I bought them resale. Anyways, I don't know. Like Coulter Wall, like you bought your ticket like way after the actual.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, so it's not like this is happening everywhere. That's a different venue.
So I'm just looking this up. I'm doing some real R&D right now, and I'm looking up, and it sounds like we're not the only ones facing this problem with Access.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it seems like the bots are really bad. Bots or not, who really gobbles up Red Rocks tickets? So maybe it is specific. So I think,
there you go.
Yeah, we're not tinfoil hat people. All right, this is true stuff. I mean, you know, I only present the truth here at Infowars.com. You know, Joe Rogan, I know you know this, Joe. I know you're a smart guy. You do your research. And I think, you know, it's the lizard alien people. No, stop with the ads. Let me go. I don't want to join a newspaper, an online newspaper. Please, just... Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez. All right, 24, blah, blah, blah. See, okay, so much. And, oh, jeez. Quit burying the lead. Journalism today is terrible. I hate journalists today. They're terrible. They're like, here's the problem. 3 pages later. Then they finally get to it. I love it when you look up something like, oh, I need to look up how to make a turkey sandwich. And then the first, every single time you do this online, look at an article, they always explain what it is. They're like, what is a turkey? I'm like, that's not why I'm here. You don't need to explain to me what a turkey is. And they give you the history, and then they finally get to it. Ugh, journalism is so formulaic that it's AI will take you guys over in a year if you guys don't get creative.
It probably already is, honestly. That's probably what's going on.
Seriously, I mean, AI could probably go through, you know, all these newspapers and figure out the method that they use, and then just like that, they're going to be replaced. They need to get creative. They need to actually know how to write. No tickets available.
Dude, the recipes are the worst. Like you just said, when you look up a recipe and they give you like a whole backstory about, you know, great aunt Gertrude or whatever.
Oh, I know.
Like, dude, like, I don't care about your family history.
No.
I'm here to learn how to make a chicken pot pie, you know? Like, I didn't come here to learn about you or anybody you love.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's the internet. I mean, why? That's not journalism, okay? I don't know if these people know this, but just talking about things is not journalism. That's not what it is. I could talk about my sock that's here on my microphone for 20 pages. Nobody cares. Just because you write about stuff doesn't mean you should have a job.
On an anecdotal rant about concert tickets is not journalism.
Exactly. No, yeah, you could write an article and then, you know, if you wrote an article, if you're a modern day journalist and you wrote an article about this and you titled it The Problem with Access Ticket Buying, but then your first few paragraphs would be, what is a ticket? Oh, it's terrible. Yeah, it looks like Red Rocks, for whatever reason, they just... That's the big problem. And access tickets in general. So I guess we got lucky with the Coulter Wall. I mean, what... Alright, so now... Alright, go ahead, sorry.
Oh. I was just going to say, I think maybe it's just because it's such an iconic venue, they know people... You know, people travel from around the country to see their
right.
favorite artists at Red Rocks. So... It's just they're probably more likely to make the money back. So
yeah, yeah.
It's true. Less risk for you know, the scammers out there buying all of them right away.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I guess it makes sense. Maybe we need to get on the bot game.
Dude, I think so. The only way. You know, if we had the most sophisticated bots, we could buy them all up before the other bots. Keep the ones we want for ourselves. And then we can just put them back up at, like, the normal price.
Ooh. Yeah.
So, all we gotta do is make our money back. Now, we're gonna have to, unfortunately, sell them for a little bit higher.
Right.
We had to pay fees.
Right.
If we just break even.
Yeah.
Then, you know. Or we could also just get good bots and only buy like 6 tickets, you know.
Yeah, just you have to almost be a bot just to get a ticket, you know. Not even a scam.
Yeah. You have to make yourself into an algorithm, dude. You have to become a whole new species to get a bot.
We're gonna have to be like Johnny Depp in that one movie, Transcendent Man. No, not yeah, Charlie Flunk and the Billy Bob Factory. And
like a great
what?
Sounds Billy Bob Factory?
Yeah.
What is it, Billy Bob Thornton? Can he be Willy Wonka? Billy Bob Thornton?
Billy, if I could do a Billy Bob Thornton, that'd be great, but I can't. I would watch that movie. Billy Bob's a good actor. Kind of. Not really. We gotta become Mark Zuckerberg. We gotta be in the metaverse. Become computers just so we can get concert tickets.
Okay. I get it. Yeah.
I don't even know. How do you get to the metaverse?
It's impossible.
Oh, okay. Because I remember.
I don't know.
Okay.
I think it's just gonna get hardwired in a whole brain.
No.
In a few years.
So I'm just gonna go to the doctor sometime for a flu shot, and all of a sudden, he's gonna be like, "Oop!" And we put a computer chip in you.
Exactly. When you get your polio vaccine.
Oh, my polio? I thought we got rid of that years ago.
No, when you get your... Well, don't we all get vaccines for it still?
We do?
I think.
I thought Dwight Eisenhower defeated... not Dwight Eisenhower. What was that fella? Franklin Roosevelt. I thought he killed it or defeated it.
He defeated polio?
I thought he went to battle and fought polio in the Atlantic. Yeah, and then he took it himself so nobody else could get it. Did you know that Franklin Roosevelt was actually the tallest president we've ever had?
Really?
Yes, no joke. He was the tallest, but
the
obviously
DJ?
Yeah.
DJT?
Yeah. DJT? Yeah, no, he was like 6'4" or 6'5" or something, but he had polio, so he's always sitting down, so it doesn't really count, I guess, or something.
Huh.
Little fun fact.
Huh? He's a cripple.
He was handicapped, I think.
Quasimodo, that's what they called him.
That's
his nickname in the White House. His staffers called him Quasimodo.
No, they did not call him Quasimodo. He wasn't a hunchback. Just
close enough. You can.
Jeez. This is derailing fast. All right. So what do we do now with this concert? This Tyler Childers concert that we want to go to. What do we do now?
Well, now we sit in a pool of our own tears.
Oh. Okay.
Most likely we're not going to go.
Ah. Well, yeah, because, I mean, what we saw the tickets now. What are they, like $2.95 a ticket now? They're the cheapest?
Yeah, it's like $2.50, so it's going to be, it's going to be like $300 by the time you get fees. Now, there's still the sale on Friday, but I can pretty much say most likely it's going to be the same baloney.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I'm gonna get on there. I'm gonna give it a shot, like I always do, and then I'm gonna be disappointed.
Yeah. And then we'll be back right here.
We'll be back. We could do a follow up Friday morning. And what, you know, if you actually get a ticket, then that'd be great. A ticket. We get one ticket.
We'll have to switch in and out, so like you'll go into the concert for a little bit and then you'll walk out, and then I'll go in for like 10 minutes, and then we'll let Ian in. He can go in for 10 minutes, and we'll all just be like standing outside in the parking lot having like a little tailgate.
No, we don't let Ian in. We're telling
him
we're going to,
and
we don't.
And then we he'll text us like, "Hey man, you coming out?" And we're like, "Yeah, no, hold on." I hope he hears this.
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
You know what? That's what we should do. We should tailgate outside the concert in solidarity and protest. Down with Axis. Down with Axis. I think that'd be fun.
That would be pretty badass. And we block the show so no one can get in, and we ruin everybody else's night so they're as miserable as we are.
I like this.
Yeah.
And then,
I mean, that's what you do, right? That's how you protest. You throw a can of soup on a painting and you say, "Stop the oil!" No. And everyone's like, "What the fuck does that mean?" You're like, and they're like, "I don't know, I guess." And I'm like, "What?"
Yeah, and then nobody, absolutely nobody cares because it's just a stupid painting.
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's protesting's. They've gotten protesters have gotten lazy. I'm just gonna say it.
I mean, I guess I don't know. Is it creative? Is it?
No, it's. You threw a soup at a painting that probably already sucked.
Van Gogh sucked? Is that what you
said? Yeah. I'm going to say it.
Really?
Van, go home.
I guess I honestly don't really know. I'd have to look at his portfolio.
Oh, I think he's the one that made that one screaming fella. He was just...
Oh.
Yeah.
That was him, huh?
Yeah, that was him. Never cared for him.
The more you know.
You know, but if you think about it, back in the day, protesters were out there in the streets. You know, obviously, you got, like, Martin Luther King. He got all of his like, you know, the people together, and they marched. And then they had speeches, you know, intellectual speeches that conveyed messages. And,
yeah.
You know, and, like, others, you know. Like, I remember my dad told me a story, him and his pal, Dan Johnson, you know, they went out in, like, Fort Collins, Colorado, and they were protesting something. They were on two bicycles, and they had a banner between them going down the street, you know, stuff like that. You know, like, people throw bricks and rocks and, you know, start fires, which, I mean, I don't condone that, but, you know, that was some serious effort, you know. Probably more on the side of Martin Luther King Jr. probably is a better approach. But now you just got, like, people that, like, post something on Facebook or Twitter, or they throw soup, and then they're like, yep, that's going to get them. You know, and, like, people would, like, lie in front of heavy machinery or, like, chain themselves to a tree, like Dan Johnson. They used to tree sit, where they would live in a tree for, like, days. So they wouldn't cut him down. Like, that's some serious dedication. And now we got protesters that just, they, like, dye their hair a different color. And that's gonna, you know, it's just gotten so lazy. You know, so I think for this concert, we go and tailgate outside the concert. We get a bunch of other people that were trying to get tickets. They get with us. We all tailgate. We like, break stuff so that nobody else can get in, or we just make every, like you said, make everybody else miserable.
Uh-huh.
We get the people together and maybe hold our own free concert outside of said concert.
Ooh, that'd be pretty cool. Yeah, we could do that.
That's a thing right there.
That actually is. That'd be pretty cool. I did see a video the other day. This is not a protest, but, a guy that was playing outside of the Zach Bryan concert, which was at Red Rocks a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And there was just, like, a whole crowd of people around this dude just, like, listening to him and, like, singing with him and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if he already has kind of, like, a following or whatever, but anyways, it was cool, though. It was just like, whoa, dude.
It's real. It's authentic. It's raw.
Yeah, raw.
Boy. Well, I don't know what you're doing over winter break, but I would love to get together and jam with you. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
When are you going to be back, you know?
Well, of course, be back next week for Thanksgiving and all of that noise. I'll be, you know, let's see, December 11th to January, like, 18th, I'll be in Iowa. For winter break, so I'll be around.
Gotcha.
Cool. Nice. Well, yeah, I'm going to come back sometime around Christmas.
All right, cool.
Probably the week of, most likely. So.
Cool. Yeah,
no. You have a guitar? I guess I can in my office. My mom has one here.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, I got my old Ibanez, acoustic guitar. Huh?
Oh, that's an acoustic. Okay, I couldn't remember.
Yeah, that's it's acoustic. It's, it's down, up at my mom's place, so it's a little bit away. But yeah, bring the old Squire bass and we'll be yamming.
Yeah, dude. Let's do it.
I like that.
Well, you should bring your mic and your computer and they can try to record something.
Yeah. Yeah, but we'll do it. You remember that, like, when we were living together, we recorded a podcast in my clothes closet?
Yes.
Because I claim the acoustics would be better, but with a $2 mic, I don't think that it doesn't matter at all.
No, I don't think so. Yeah, it's like, that's what happens when you're as cheap as us.
Yeah.
You find all these workarounds while also doing the least, like, minimal thing you could possibly do.
Right.
And so, it just, yeah, like, there has to be, something's got to give, like, you know. Like, you can be cheap, but you can't really be cheap everywhere. I think that's what I'm learning. Like, where is it that I can be cheap, and then where is it that I need to spend a little bit of money?
Yeah, it's like true. It's true. I think I've been slowly discovering that myself. I've been, as of late, looking at Milwaukee tools, because. Whoa, those things are phenomenal. I mean,
yeah.
Holy
there's
cow.
Always, there's always the great war between the DeWalt guys and the Milwaukee guys.
Yeah, I like them both. I've used both, but Milwaukee takes the cake. It does.
Yeah, I've heard that. I have a DeWalt impact drill set, which I like.
Yeah.
And that's the reason I went with DeWalt. Well, they're a little bit cheaper, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So that wasn't even really the reason. It was more just when I worked construction, all our power tools were DeWalt.
Right.
And like I had seen those things go through like hell and back, and they still worked. And I was like, I don't think you can kill these things. I've dropped circular saws off a roof. You know, and they fall like two stories, and then you just pick them up, and you just go back to work. And you're like, it just is crazy.
Yeah, no, it's. I don't think. I mean, my dad still has a corded DeWalt drill that he's had since probably before I was born, and that sucker still works. I mean, like the wires all ratted and like torn up and stuff, but I mean that sucker still works. I mean, does it overheat and catch on fire? Sure, but it's still going to bore you a hole, Buster.
That's even more impressive. The kitchen's on fire.
Right, and it looks really cool when you're just, like, on fire, like... But I think really what it comes down to is, like, what tools do you already have and what's more universal? You know, like, if you already have, like you said, you already had DeWalt stuff, so obviously buying more DeWalt things would make sense since you already have the batteries for them.
Exactly, with all the battery tools nowadays, you kind of just have to pick a brand and then you're all in.
Right. No, I totally agree. Because, yeah. I mean, really, DeWalt and Milwaukee, from what I've seen, they're not that much. They actually do. They're doing, like, the exact same thing nowadays. They both have, like, these pack-out toolboxes. They're doing, like, the universal kits and sets where everything kind of fits together, stacks on top of each other. They do the same toolboxes and... They have the same, they're just different colors at this point. Either do you want yellow or do you want red?
Pretty much. I know a lot of people that swear by Makita as well.
Really?
Yeah, Makita's a really good brand. They actually might be more expensive than Milwaukee.
Are they really?
I think so. They're like the light blue one or the.
Yeah, yeah, I'm familiar with Makita.
Yeah, they're. I watched a video of like the speed of like an impact driver putting a screw in.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, they went all the way down from like, you know, Black and Decker or whatever to like, I think Makita was the winner if I remember right. Yeah, I know. I didn't really realize them either because I had never worked with their tools. I still haven't, but I was surprised. I was like, oh, I guess these are like top notch.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure if any like guy that is in construction or whatever right now is probably listening. They're like, what the? Nope. They're not the same.
Yeah.
But, you know. It's whatever. Yeah. As long as they're not like Hart or Hyper Tough or Black and Decker.
What about, you know Harbor Freight?
Yeah, I know Harbor Freight.
Hazard Fraught. That's what my buddy Ken called it. Because you're probably going to die if you use it. No, actually, like, they have, like, you just got to know what to buy from Harbor Freight, you know? Like, you got to have some discretion when you go there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, I bought, like, a $15 Sawzall from them once. And I used it one time. And then I gave it, like, the clients I was doing this job for, they paid for it, and I just gave it to them afterwards.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm definitely going to lose an eye working with this thing. Like, this blade's just going to fly out of this thing or something. But also, where else can you buy a $15 Sawzall?
Maybe in Indonesia. I think that would be the only place.
Exactly. You got to go to, like, Taiwan, or not Taiwan, but Thailand.
Yeah, no, you do.
And, I mean, if you only need to, it's like, if you need, like, a tool, or if you're doing a job that's, like, probably going to be really hard on your tools, and you're probably only going to need the tool, like, once, or you don't really care if it gets burned out, yeah, go buy a $25 Circ saw from Harbor Freight, you know?
Yeah.
But, if you're looking for a tool that you want to, like, do fine craftsmanship with, you probably don't want to go there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you want to use it probably more than a couple times or once, probably look at something like a brand that you have actually can read.
See, Pittsburgh, dude. Pittsburgh.
Who?
Pittsburgh.
What the heck is that?
It's a Harbor Freight brand.
Oh. You could have your own YouTube show on just cheap tool brands. I'd watch the heck out of that. Yeah.
That'd be funny. That would actually be awesome to get, like, even just, like, do ads for him on a podcast.
Oh.
I like how Bill Burr does his ad read, like, where he'll, like, just, like, make fun of the ad, like, the company or the ad while he's, like, reading the ad for him.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't believe that they keep using them for him.
Yeah, because he, like, reads it and he's like, all right, so MeUndies, what the frick is this? What are they talking about here? Okay, yeah, MeUndies, they make you feel great. What are you talking about? Yeah, but then they keep coming back to it. I mean, it must work.
Yeah, I mean, clearly, yeah.
ZipRecruiter. Bill Burr. We're going to have Bill Burr on the show next week, actually.
Really?
Yeah, yep, I think so. I mean, yep, definitely going to do that. Yeah, I would love to. I want to get sponsored by Rain. I'm actually going to give a quick shout out to Rain Energy Drinks. They just dropped a new flavor that's exclusive on Amazon that I ordered immediately, and so it should be coming in today, and I'm super excited for that.
Are you serious?
Yeah. No, they dropped a new flavor, but it's only available on Amazon, so I ordered it immediately.
Oh,
And
what is the name of the flavor?
I think it's like Tropical Storm or something like that.
Oh, that gives me no information of what it tastes like. Tropical Storm.
I think that's what it's called. Yeah, I'm going to roll on that. Tropical Storm, Rain Energy Drinks. This is Norm McDonald. This is a young Norm McDonald here. I'm super excited. I can't wait. I'm going to do a full review.
Yeah, do you do an unboxing?
Yeah, for sure do an unboxing to show you how to unbox something. Those are so stupid, too. Unboxing videos. Yeah, I know how to open a box, you dingus. Gosh.
I love how some people are, like, so, like, they're like, I can't wait to see what the packaging is.
It's a box! Have you seen a cardboard box?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can say, it is, you know, I can appreciate when, like, the packaging, like, looks cool and all that, but then I'm also like, you know, I know that I'm the sucker that's paying for all this. Because, basically, I paid more for this product just so the box could look nice. You know, for them to print all that stuff on
right.
The place, like, on the, like, you know. Yeah.
I gotta interrupt you for just really quick. All right, so apparently the flavor is supposed to be pineapple and orange. So that's the Tropical Storm right there, which...
Oh.
What?
Okay. Oh, how stupid me. How didn't I realize that?
Yeah, the storm should have gave it away.
Yeah.
Also, I just want to say, I'm on a seminary campus, right? This is where I live. And I am seeing right now two gentlemen in suits drive by in a BMW, like a very nice new BMW. And that should not happen, okay? None of these people, either they don't work or they certainly should not be making enough money where they can afford a car like that. So the only reason for that is that these two men are hitmen. Looking for their target, right? Yeah, they're obviously looking for...
Just like mafia guys, like, you know, sometimes mafia guys are, like, really religious.
Oh, true,
and
yeah.
Then, you know, and then they're like, ah, you know, Father, I killed three guys last night. He's like, it's fine, Billy. And then you're like, wait, what? And
I will say...
I don't pretend to understand it, but...
Right, no, I will say, I think I can go out on a limb here and make a strong statement. Mafia mobsters do not have sound theology. Yeah, because that's what they do. They're like, Father, yeah, I'm doing my Tony Soprano. We got to go to church, and then they go to church right after they just murk somebody. It's like, I mean, you know, but, who am I to judge a fictional TV character? You know, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Me neither. like judging. What's that one show? I just watched a show recently, World War II in color.
Yeah.
And one of the characters on the show.
Oh no.
His name.
What? No, keep going.
Well, he's one of the characters. His name's Adolf Hitler. I don't know who plays him, but, he doesn't seem to, I don't think he gets it either. Like, he has a lot of, like, questionable things.
Darius, that's not, the World War II in color, I don't believe is a TV show.
Well, it was on TV, though.
Well, no, yeah, I get that, but I think it's supposed to be a documentary.
Ah!
Like, those, he's not a character, he was a real person.
Tell me, it all happened?
Yeah, that stuff is real, man. That's all that stuff that you saw in that series is a documented fact.
Oh.
Yeah. You all right?
Yeah, dude. Of course. Why wouldn't I?
Well, it just got pretty quiet, so I thought maybe kind of shattered your world there.
Don't worry. I'm good. What were we talking about?
Oh, well, I guess we're talking about the BMW on campus here and stuff.
What's the...
Yeah. You ever seen any Volkswagen? Yep, I have. What made you bring up Volkswagen?
On the show.
It's not a show, Darius. Volkswagen's a real company. It started in Germany, just like Mercedes-Benz.
You drink any Fanta lately?
I haven't had a Fanta in a long time. Why do you ask?
It's
not a show. Darius, it's not a show. That's, like I said before, it's a documentary. So Fanta's was real, and it started in Germany back in the, I believe, 30s and 40s as a counter to Coca-Cola finally not selling stuff to Nazi Germany.
Yeah.
You all right, man?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, suppose I'll wrap up the show here.
Yeah. Not all about the show.
Yeah, we kind of went through some stuff right there, I think. Maybe after the episode I concluded, maybe you and I can talk for a little bit and maybe sketch out some things, because there was a lot of stuff that went down in those decades that you probably should know about.
Yeah, you're probably right. I mean, I'm just glad that we never figured out how to use common pump.
What now?
Oh, I'm just glad that we never figured out how to make that one big weapon they were trying to find.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Darius. Are you talking about the nuclear bomb?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what they would have called it ultimately.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. You know what? You're the guest of the show. Do you want to conclude the episode here?
Sure. Thanks for having me on. You know, it's always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Hope to come back on. You can check out my my other rant on the ticket prices, or the the whole ticket scheme. On the podcast I got, it's called SH exclamation mark T talk.
Yeah, we'll put a Spotify. We'll put a link in the description for you.
Sorry, shameless plug. thanks again, dude. Good to be here.
All right, man. Well, yeah. All right, those. Say goodbye to the folks at home.
All right. Goodbye.
All right. How do I end this thing?